This week we're on lesson six, we're on lesson seven. Lesson seven, Broken Bones and Beautiful Music. Broken Bones and Beautiful Music. Taking Psalm 51 is, of course, the chapter that we're in. We've been going through this now for a number of weeks. If you crack your Bible right now anywhere in the center, by now it's probably opening at Psalm 51. That makes it easy to find. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Monday, David acknowledged that he had been broken by whom? Tracy? Broken by God. Broken by God. Now, is this a literal God reached out and broke your arm? Not necessarily, but if that would put us on the path to get right again, he's certainly willing to do what it takes to help us get back on the right path. He's a wonderful, gracious God. Tuesday, turn with me to 2 Samuel 5:13. Turn with me to 2 Samuel 5:13. Second Samuel 5:13, let's have a word of prayer before we read God's word. Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day, Lord. We're thankful for your word. We're thankful for the access that we have through your word and through your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of God, ever making intercession for us. We thank and praise you for these things. Lord, we pray that you'd help us as we read and study, as we meditate upon your word. We pray that you would, Lord, help us to grow. Lord, as pastors had the verse this year and has been exhorting us to broaden, Lord, our lives for you, our service for you, our growth in you. Lord, might we be doing that? Might that goal be clear before us? Lord, we would pray that our lives would honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Samuel 5:13. And David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he was come from Hebron, and there were yet sons and daughters born to David. Here David taken more wives. A couple weeks back I made a statement, others may, you cannot, and regards to kings doing things that they did. And then one question people always have is, why do they have so many wives? Why do they have so many wives? Was God sanctioning that because it's recorded in Scripture? Certainly not. Certainly not. Turn with me, if you would, to Deuteronomy 17. Deuteronomy 17. What does God's word say about multiple wives for a king? Deuteronomy 17, we'll start reading in verse 14. Concerning a king, when thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt possess it, and shalt dwell therein, and shalt say, I will set a king over me, like as all the other nations that are about me. Thou shalt in any wise set him over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set as king over thee, and thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. And to the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord hath said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. Now verse 17, neither shall he multiply wives to himself. Deuteronomy 17:17, neither shall he multiply wives unto himself. Many people have said over the years, what's up with these kings? And even David, a man after God's own heart, still he had all these wives. Was that acceptable? No. How do we know it? It's recorded right here in God's word. In Deuteronomy 17:17, neither shall he multiply wives. Why is that? Reading on to verse 17, neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. That his heart turn not away. Neither shall he multiply wives. So we see there plainly that David was not to have multiple wives. A king is not to have. Although being a king, he can do whatever he wants. Does that make it right? Certainly not. Does that make it holy? Certainly not. So Deuteronomy 17:17, a king cannot have multiple wives, or is not supposed to have multiple wives. Okay, Wednesday, what promises made in Psalm 55:22 to all those who will cast their burden upon the Lord. Psalm 55:22, you don't have to quote it, just what does it say there? Shall sustain thee. Excellent. Perfect. Very good. Those who cast their burden upon the Lord, he shall sustain thee. That's another good memory verse. As you're going through your lessons or whatever, look for verses. Man, there's a pile of them. The more you look, the more you find that and you think, oh, that'd be a good memory verse. Psalm 119:65 through 71 and verse 75. What do we learn about God's ministry of affliction? What do we learn about God's ministry of affliction? What does it? Okay, it teaches us the statutes. Okay, it is good for us. Amen. And Philippians talks about being a partaker of his sufferings, although we'd certainly rather rule with him than suffer with him. He is faithful. Excellent. He is faithful. The Lord is faithful in afflictions. When your two-year-old is at the edge of the road about ready to step out, at least years ago, you'd whack the bottom end of him and tell him, don't step on that road. The affliction was good for him because he didn't wind up dead underneath a car. The affliction was good. I don't know if you're allowed to whack your bottom ends anymore. Wait a minute, yes I do. The Bible hasn't changed, has it? Sorry about that. Yeah. Oh, okay. But God's word hasn't changed on that, has it? The rod certainly brings us to, or has the potential to bring us to a place of obedience and righteousness. Okay, Friday. He was 12, 3 to 5. What are we not to despise or get weary of? In Hebrews chapter 12, what are we not to despise or get weary of? Tracy? The chastening of the Lord. Nor be weary when thou art chastened of him. And then Saturday, compare Psalm 51:8 and John 20:20. How do we find joy and gladness? This you would have actually got out of your lesson. Some of these questions, if you don't see them very plainly right there, if you go to your lesson a lot of times, you see them. Tracy, did you have your hand up? Okay. Okay. We must gain a clear vision of Jesus Christ. When Christ came into the room and he showed them his hands in his side there, and they said, it's the Lord. We must see the Lord. We must have a clear vision of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Okay, let's get into our lessons. Broken bones and beautiful music. Broken bones and beautiful music. Broken bones here, I think largely this application is spiritual. I don't think it's literally broken bones. But again, if that might be the chastening that it would take to bring us back to a place of righteousness and holiness, the Lord can certainly do that. He can certainly do that. If need be, He'll put you flat on your back for 24 hours a day for 7 days a week, if that's what it takes to get you to look up to Him. Because it is good for us. It is good for us. How do we hear what God intends? Following along in your lesson, how do we hear what God intends for us to hear? God speaks to us through three things. His word, through circumstances, and through other believers. David cried out to God in Psalm 51:8, "Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." The bones which God has broken. We might get cut or something at work, whatever, and it hurts, but you bleed and it closes up and goes away a couple days later. Maybe not a lot of pain, but you start breaking bones, now you're talking pain. Talking immediate pain, continued pain, not going to go away for a while. When we as Christians are not continue to refuse to walk with the Lord will have to reach way deep down inside us to get our attention. Way deep down inside us. Who broke David's bones? God did. God spoke to his heart. God reached way deep inside David. As Nathan the prophet stood there and said, "Thou art the man that has done this evil and this wickedness," David was broken inside. Why? Because he got caught. Not so much that as he had broken the fellowship with his God that he loved so dearly, that he had such close fellowship with. I don't know about you, but I don't like people being disappointed with me. I'd prefer that they were happy with what I did or what I said or whatever. I don't know if everybody's the same way. But in our relationship with the Lord, we want the Lord to be pleased with our lives. We want the Lord to be pleased with our lives. Has God broken your bones? Has God reached inside you and gotten a hold of you because of a way you're going or a path you're going down? If He has, you can no longer hear joy and gladness until that fellowship is restored. Turn with me to Psalm 51, right there in the middle of your Bible. Now, Deuteronomy, what are you doing there? All right. Didn't open to it. Psalm 51. We know that David was a child of God and that he had sinned. What is the Heavenly Father to do with a child who has sinned, who has broken communication with God, is certainly part of the consequences of sin? Psalm 51, our verse today, "Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice." Make me to hear joy and gladness. We hear that joy and gladness when we what? When we're in fellowship with the Lord. When we're walking with Him daily. When we're taking those brief moments each day to open God's Word and to pray. That's where our joy and gladness comes from in our relationship with God. David knew what it was like to walk with God. David, the man after God's own heart. What a blessing. David had multiple wives. Was he supposed to? No. But did he still walk with God? Yeah, he still did. Was it right for him to have multiple wives? No. It cost him quite a bit to do that. But yet, you and I can still be right with God. You and I have not and will not achieve perfection on this earth. We will not achieve total holiness in our lives on this earth. Do we still strive for it? Yes. Is the Lord honored as we strive for it? Yes. Can we have that fellowship with the Lord and not be perfect? Yes, we can. Why? Because He is a gracious God. Because He is a gracious God. He knew what it was like to be near to God. David knew what it was like. And when that fellowship was broken, David was broken. There was the joy and the happiness would be gone. He knew what it was like. Excuse me, sorry. David knew what it was like to be near God. He knew what the sweet fellowship was like with the Lord, to walk with the Lord. But then that was disturbed by sin. His prayer here in verse 8, make me to hear that joy and gladness again. How far away is that to get? Is it a long process? No. It's a process where we recognize and we turn. And the Lord is there. We recognize, we confess, and we turn. And the Lord is there. Our hurt. Page 30 in your lesson. Our hurt. I've got four verses throughout the lesson I'd like someone to read. Romans 8, 1. Who'd read that for me? Kelly. Psalm 55, 22, who'd read that? Don. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Tracy. Proverbs 29, 15. Rose. Our hurt. Broken bones and beautiful music. 3 points he's making here. Our hurt, our help, and our hearing. First of all, our hurt. Romans 8, 1. Now, as we look at our hurt, we always remember that as Christians, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. We are not condemned to hell. We'll never be condemned to hell. According to God's word, you and I are right now already seated in the heavenlies. It's a done deal because of what Jesus Christ did. We're seated in the heavenlies. So Romans 8, 1, there is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus. Let's bear that in mind. But are there consequences? Is there hurt? Yes, there is. David said, my bones are broken. This was not just a wound in the flesh or a scratch on the skin. The bone structure of the body is a framework from which everything else is supported. David cried out, my framework is crushed. My foundation is crushed. My bones are broken. I know that you have crushed me, David said. Broken bones are painful. Satan promotes the idea that sin is fun. When David entertained the idea of getting involved with Bathsheba, committing adultery with her, he thought it would be fun and that it would bring great pleasure. However, the pleasure of David's sin lasted only for a season. And I assure you, once the pleasure of the sin was over and he was into some of the consequences, that if he could have gone back, he'd have done it differently. He'd have done it differently. But I'm sure it didn't take long in his family as the consequences of his sin were there. For him to realize that. When the season was over and God had dealt with David, David cried out, my bones are broken. I'm broken inside. I'm broken inside. My bones are broken. I can no longer hear God's voice. There's a bone in our body. I understand that there's a bone in our ear. The vibration goes across it, and that's how we hear. Boy, break that bone, and what would happen? We wouldn't hear. Let fellowship with God be broken, and what would happen? We wouldn't hear. We wouldn't hear that joy and that gladness. The framework of this strong and mighty man, the King of Israel, was broken. Whenever anyone sins, the story is always the same. There is hurt. There is hurt. The story is always the same. Sin doesn't bring pleasure, only just for a little time. What's it bring? It brings hurt. It brings destruction. Psalm 55:22. What a blessing. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. No matter what you and I are up against, no matter what trials come our way, and trials do come our way, and I believe Pastor has a saying where he said, what's that? He said, you're either in trial right now, or you just came out of a trial, or you're about to go into one. Something like that. Have you guys heard him say that? Okay. So certainly trials are in our lives. Hurt does come. That's why we need to, as Pastor has been exalting, we need to pray for each other and hold each other up. No matter what in our perception, how high we might think another person is, we still need to hold them up. We might think, boy, that guy's right on, but I don't need to pray for him. We need to pray for all of us. We need to pray for each other. Because life, the back of the Jeep says life is good. No, life stinks. God is good. God is good. Life is hard. Life will drive you right down to your knees. But God is good. God is good. Our help. The same thing that hurts us also helps us. Many Christians' lives are like an improperly set bone. We've had broken bones because of our sin, and we've not cared for them properly. We've not gone to the Lord. We've not recognized our sin, confessed our sin, and had that fellowship reestablished. Husbands, wives, you ever disagree? You're on the earth. You're a human being. Maybe you don't, but the other half does. But the fellowship can be broken. Are you still married? Yes. You still love each other without a doubt. No doubt at all. But just that sweet fellowship can be broken. And it can come back pretty easily. Well, I say easily with a few words. They might not come easy, men. I'm sorry. Ugh. I was wrong. Ugh. Man, those words don't come easy, do they? As long as we recognize where we are. Our help. We've not taken them to the Lord Jesus. In order to help us, God must go through a breaking process again. Broken bones that we've not gotten reset. The Lord will break those bones and then he'll put us in order. He'll restore that fellowship through chastening. Psalm 119:65. The psalmist said, I was afflicted, but it helped me. God pointed out my need and brought me back to himself. The affliction was good for me. Psalm 119:75 says, thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. God's affliction, God's chastening brings us back. In other words, it is because of God's faithfulness to us that we are afflicted. Why? Because the affliction will bring us back. The broken bone will bring us back. Our hearing. David said, make me to hear joy and gladness. Make me to hear joy and gladness. We learn in John 20:20, as you read there, the Lord coming there and them seeing and realizing that it was the Lord Jesus Christ. At first they were afraid, but then when they realized who he was and he revealed himself to them, then there was joy, then there was gladness, then things were fine. We learn from John 20:20, to hear joy and gladness means to gain a clear vision of Jesus Christ again. Means to gain a clear vision of Jesus Christ again. What did it take for David to see the Lord clearly? Before he could ever hear joy and gladness, he had to suffer hurt. Then he had to realize that the hurt was to help him. The chastening was to bring him back in line. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit. One fruit, our author says, but nine wonderful graces. Nine wonderful graces. The second one being joy. The second one being joy. What did it take for David to see the Lord clearly again before he could ever hear joy and gladness? He had to suffer hurt. Then he had to recognize that the hurt was to help him. Galatians 5, the joy, the second grace in the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Hebrews 12, 3 through 15. Hebrews chapter 12 teaches us that our Heavenly Father works to get us to hear His voice. Shall we go to Hebrews chapter 12? Proverbs 29:15. Who has that one? That's the benefit. The rod, reproof, bring wisdom. But a child left to himself brings his mother to shame and winds up in destruction. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 6. Kelly? For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And then verse 11. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them which are exercised thereby. The broken bone that God inflicted on David is a spiritual picture of God breaking David's heart because of his sin. Finishing up on our lesson, so he deals with us, and he chastens us. Why were David's bones broken? It was the Lord's discipline for David's life so that David could again hear joy and gladness to get us back on the path that we ought to be on. God will not stand by and watch his children destroy themselves. He loves us too much. He will chasten us if that's what it takes. Do not despise God's chastening in your life. Do not despise God's chastening in your life. Know that God loves you and that He is working in your life for your good, for His glory. God is working in our lives for our good, for His glory. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 5. Tell me, did you close your Bible? Hebrews 12, 5. Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Don't be weary. As God brings things our way, he's looking to do us good and also to bring glory to himself. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. Lord, might these words stick in our hearts. Lord, might they not just be words we hear in Sunday school class, but might they become part of our daily lives. Lord, we pray that we would honor you in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.